Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Good to have you with us. Thank you for choosing us this morning. I appreciate it. Joining us now by phone, we have Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It was wonderful to talk to you today.
Always good to have you. Somebody destroyed the Gulf Breeze Police Department?
That's right. Intentionally, someone came in and demolished it. Actually, it's all part of the whole program. They're going to be moving into their new location, which is going to be on the campus there with the fire department that they already have on Fairpoint Drive. And it is going to be much needed because the one that they had was just sort of designed like a home. It was very small. They had a lot of people sharing offices. They were really on top of each other. So this new building is going to be much more modern. It's going to have more parking. It's going to actually be have enough room to bring some of the other city services in there, such as utility billing, and give this police department some room to breathe. So we are looking forward to having that grand opening, hopefully in the next, I'm not sure when I don't think they've set the grand opening yet, but we're going to definitely be there to take a look at it and see what all the new amenities. So very exciting. And I'm sure they were very glad to get rid of that old one.
Yeah, I'm sure. Finally. Thank goodness. We also have a story about the backpack program for kids. Is that right?
Well, school is back in and, you know, everything starts ramping up. And of course, a lot of the kids who we have 120 kids in the Gulf Breeze school system who get these backpacks, get backpacks full of food every Friday. Actually, it's bags they put in their backpacks to help tide them over, you know, through the weekend. After the program started here, I know that it spun off into some other areas. So I think there are other locations. I know in Navarre they have another program that serves a lot of kids. These programs are great. They supply enough breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks to help them get through the weekend. Because, you know, I want these kids to be hungry, and they're always looking for volunteers, always looking for donations to help them purchase the food. And as you know, food costs have gone up.
Yeah.
So they're looking for people to help them with that as well. And it's just a great way to help kids stay, you know, stay ahead of the game.
Well, it's, I mean, whenever this topic comes up, it's just, it's so hard to wrap your brain around it if you live even, you know, moderately well, because it's hard to imagine that there are kids out there who don't have food at home for the whole weekend. You know, it's just, and or even don't have, maybe have a little bit, but not really enough. And, you know, how can you be a student? How can you grow properly? How can you study without the energy? Just sort of all of that chronic hunger stuff is just, it's just atrocious to think about. And that's why I love that our community steps up for this. You guys also have a story about a pig?
We have been following the fate of this pig that showed up. It somehow got loose from its owner, was wandering around the city of Gulf Breeze, mainly in the Plantation Hill area and over by Andrews Institute. Then it decided it found its perfect home, which was on the campus of St. Francis of Assisi Episcopal Church, which is also the same location where they have where they have the senior center. So there's someone there all day. And so this pig found this location and just, you know, took a residence there. Well, there's no, you're not supposed to have livestock anywhere in the city. So people tried to tried to capture the pig. But it was always just so elusive. They couldn't find it.
They're fast little buggers. Yeah, all right.
Yes. And it wasn't even greased or anything. But they were trying to catch it. Nobody could catch it. So they said, well, you know, I guess we'll just name it Francis after St. Francis, the patron saint of animals.
Who loved animals, yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Hoping that maybe the owner would, you know, would see this and come get the pig. But they never did. So eventually, this week, a person who lives up in Milton lured Francis using his piggish nature by, you know, providing a trail of food into an enclosure. And then they were able to capture him and take him to a farm. And they said, we will not make this into any kind of food product. We'll just let him live out his life on our 5 acres.
Aww.
So we're very happy that he has found his place. Although I know a lot of people, including some of the children who go to school or go to church at St. Francis and the people who go to the senior center, they're going to miss Francis. They have enjoyed looking at him, feeding him. They gave him a little pool.
He needs an Instagram channel. He definitely needs to be on Instagram.
I know.
What I love about that story is you can say to somebody, no, he really is having a better life off on the farm. I mean, that's really happening.
Yeah, that's great.
It's really happening.
See how I made it worse? Yeah. All right. Well, all kinds of stuff in the paper. Gulf Breeze will do. Gridiron Gurus, the first week of football coming up. A membership drive for Gulf Breeze will do. Cool stuff being done for seniors. Splash is inside. It's on the newsstand. So, man, the paper is always chock full. And but you know what? Everybody's going to be talking about that pig. That's what I love about the paper, because that is like the perfect Gulf Breeze story. I love it so much. Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, thanks as always for the time and for keeping us informed and a little bit entertained. I love your joke about that he wasn't even greased. That's great.
Have a great one. I'll see you in the breeze.
All right.